The City of Worcester presents
Woo Stories.
Welcome to a third episode. Today is really exciting because we're going to be talking a little bit about some of the tools that you can use at home to make your very own podcast.
Yes, this technology is really fun to use and play with, but it can also take some time to figure out how to use it. So today, more than ever, make sure you check out the extra resources that we post alongside our episode. We will have a lot of links for you to explore and to learn how to use this technology. But before we get started on that stuff, I'm curious, Kathy, can you tell me one of your favorite podcast episodes ever and why you loved it?
Absolutely. As you all know, I love podcasts. And let me tell you about one that I haven't talked to you about. And the name of this podcast is Radio Menea and is hosted by two Latinx friends, as they call themselves. And it's pretty much a podcast about music. And they feature all these Latinx artists from all over the world. Basically, how the podcast goes is that they choose a mood or like an emotion, and then they share songs about that mood. And so they chose all these Latinx women, and pretty much these songs are about empowerment and like how they're like, you know, just really amazing, dope women. Some of you who know some of these artists, it goes from La Caballota, which is Ivy Queen, to like Bomba Estéreo, to Lido Pimienta, and many others. And I love it.
That sounds so cool. You always have the best podcast recommendations, Kathy. And that's also just a great example of how podcasts can be used to educate people. So for someone like me who doesn't know that much about Latinx music, what a great opportunity to hear about this music from people who are familiar with it, for people who are part of the culture and who want to share that information. And so that's one way that you can use podcasts to learn more and to become better familiar with things that you didn't know about before. Now that we've gotten our podcast recommendation of the day out of the way, let's get started on technology because that's what we promised we would talk about. So I think a good place to start would be to list what materials you need to create a podcast or an audio story.
Absolutely. So there is a lot of expensive equipment out there. But the great thing about podcasting and why I love it so much is that you literally can create your own content and being your very own journalist from the comfort of your home and literally just using something really simple. So if you have a cell phone or a computer, you can definitely use that to create your story without spending any extra money. Mostly, you just need a microphone, which luckily is already built into most laptops or cell phones. But it also helps to have a computer and an editing program if you're available to have that.
Right. So it's pretty simple. But for the people listening, how would you access a microphone on your computer or on your cell phone?
It's actually really easy. So, for example, for those of you who may have an iPhone or a Mac, you can use an app that is called Memo App, and it's just built into your phone. But if you don't have an iPhone and you're more of a team Android, you can literally just go to the App Store or Google Play and simply just search voice recorder and pick one that is free and highly rated. I usually don't like reading to all the, you know, recommendations and things like that. But if you see 4 stars, 4.5, just pick that one.
And also, Kathy mentioned editing programs earlier. So if you want, you can download a free software called Audacity. And we'll put a link in our resources so that you can find it. But if you download Audacity on your computer, it has a record function. So you can use your computer's microphone and record yourself directly into that program. And like I said, Audacity is totally free, so there's no extra cost for the program, and it's a great way to record and edit your audio.
Wow, that's really good information.
I know, and luckily that's it. That's all the technology that you really need to record yourself and create a story. But there are some other things that could help if you do already have them at home.
That is so true. For example, if you record on your phone, you'll need a way to transfer those files to your computer. You could email them to yourself from inside the app and download them from there, or you could use a USB cord to transfer the files directly.
Yeah, and audio files can take up a lot of storage on your computer or your cell phone. So if you have access to a thumb drive or an SD card or even Google Drive, it could be a good idea to save your files there so that you don't take up too much space on your computer. It's also a good idea to back up your files by saving them in two places if you can. That way, if you lose them in one location, you'll still have them in the other location. All of this is just to kind of help you stay organized and to be safe with your files so that you don't have to go back and re-record anything.
Yeah, and here's something really cool. Right now, of course, we've been stuck at home and it might not be possible to interview our friends or family members who live far away. But if you call them on Zoom, Skype, or Google Hangout, all of those apps have an option to record these conversations. Then you can use those audio files in Audacity and make it sound like you were interviewing them right in front of you. Isn't that cool? Just make sure you tell them that you're recording first. Consent is really important.
Absolutely. That is very, very important. You always want to let people know that you're recording them and what you're going to be using the recording for. And last but not least, don't forget that many, many people have had questions about this technology just like you. So there are already lots of great resources and videos online that will show you how to use the technology. A good place to start could be the website of the app or the program that you're using. So you can Google the name. For example, you could Google Audacity and then check out what they say on their website for how to use the program. Lucky for you, we have put together a list that should help you get started. So here is your weekly challenge, Woo Stories listeners. This week, we want to see if you can locate a microphone or another recording device in your home that you can use. If you need to borrow one from a family member, please ask before you do so. Then, practice using the microphone and capture as many sounds as you can. It could be voices, ambient noise, music, anything. At the end, listen to your audio. What kind of story would you tell with the audio that you collected?
If you are able to record, send us your stories and let us know if it's okay for us to share them with our community.
We can't wait to hear your stories. Thank you for listening and tune in next time to get some tips on practicing your podcast voice and the best way to record yourself.
Thanks for listening. Ciao.
This is a podcast created by the Division of Youth Opportunities.
Thanks for tuning in.
Woo Stories is a production of Worcester's Division of Youth Opportunities. It is written and produced by Kathy Esparza and me, Liza French, as well as edited by me. Our theme song is Gone by Mora Beats, and this episode also features music from Morrow.